Hello, this is Robert Antunes, podcasting from Whittier, California, on December 29th, 2006. This is just an introduction to who I am. I'd like to introduce myself. I am 46 years old, married, and have four kids, one of which is getting married in March. A little bit about my background. I have a degree in political science from UCLA, and I have a law degree from the University of West Los Angeles School of Law, and a master's in rehabilitation counseling from the San Diego State University. Presently, I am working for the state of California as a vocational rehabilitation counselor for the blind and visually impaired in the Blind Field Services Division of California's Department of Rehab. Well, that's my brief academic and employment introduction. I also have hobbies. I am a professional pianist. I have my own band and I create my own music. I have some compositions. And I'm going to have a gig, as we call it here in the business, this coming December 31st. I play the piano, some guitar, and some bass. I pretty much can play every instrument if it's on a keyboard. I don't do any wind instruments, per se, but I do them on the keyboard. So, this is kind of brief, but there's not a lot more that I wanted to say and just make myself known out there in case anybody had any questions about the Department of Rehab, as I imagine a lot of us here have at one time or another been a client of the department, yours truly being one of them. You can go ahead and email me if you'd like at robertantunes@verizon.net, which is robertantunes@verizon.net, or you can Skype me at Robert Antunes. I believe there's a space, I'm not sure, but you can try both with a space or without a space, or all lowercase letters. Let's see what else. I think that's about sums it up. Give you my academic, employment, and hobbies, and family. So, this is kind of brief, but just thought I'd give an intro, and I'm actually doing this on SoundForge using a headset with a mic on it, so it might not sound that great. But if it doesn't, let me know, and I'll try using a regular band microphone. Let's take a little commercial break here, and I'll come back to continue this podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone. How to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for singing, bottle score, bottle flying, and go-go city.
With your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-245-6363.
Okay, we're back now after that brief commercial. I'm sure everybody wants to sign up for that school. You know, it's interesting how the art of communication is really an art, and I think it's one of the best qualities to have if you want to succeed in life in general. Most people want to approach communication by having themselves be listened to, and that's really the opposite way of approaching anything. If you want to be a great communicator, you have to be able to listen more than communicate, ironically. That means that you really should ask a person whom you are trying to communicate something to, let me hear what you have to say first. If you do that, then at least you have a sense of where the person is coming from, instead of saying, well, let me tell you what I want you to hear, or let me tell you what I think. Otherwise, you may be talking to a person who's not even interested in what you're saying. If you ask a person to express what they want to say first, you have the advantage of knowing what their interests are and where their focus is. Having done that, then you can go ahead and tailor your response in a way that the person will listen more closely because they're more interested in what you have to say. And I believe that's the art of communication, is being able to listen more than communicate. Okay, let's take another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending College.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending College.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending College.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call.
For integrity.
Well, it looks like we have some people signing up for bartender school. I hope that's not true. I'm just being sarcastic. That leads me to another theme that I'd like to talk to you about today, which is accomplishments. I guess being a bartender could be an accomplishment, but there are so many other goals that we can accomplish that are probably more worthwhile and probably have more meaning to people. And this is where I'd like to bring up the topic of how you perceive your life. I think if we take the attitude that we'd like to have people perceive us by our accomplishments, good deeds, and general well-being of others, is probably something that most people would love to have at the end of their lives. So, keeping that in mind, I think it's a good idea if we can talk about thinking about our lives from the end. In other words, let's talk about the end instead of the beginning of our lives. I think most of us would like to have people say at the end of our lives that he or she accomplished this or that or the other thing, or was able to do this for others, or helped others, or somehow made a change in the world or with individuals. That means that we should always probably try to begin with the end in mind. That way, our life has some meaning, and it gives meaning to other lives as well. So, beginning with the end in mind is probably a good way to go about your life, and at the end, have it significantly impacted other individuals in a positive way. Let's take another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Bartles and James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good!
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down!
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Woo! Kill my fist!
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag!
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Okay, that's a rather timely commercial after Mr. James Brown's demise on Christmas morning. A little tribute towards him. Let's change it up a little bit. I now want to talk about a different type of, so shall I say, tool of life, which is being proactive. I think being proactive is probably the first thing that most individuals have to be in order to succeed. Being proactive means that you take responsibility for your actions, meaning that you have personal responsibility and you accept the consequences of those responsibilities. You don't shun them and blame them on others and say, well, I'm not responsible because of X, Y, or Z. Having that kind of an attitude is having a deterministic attitude. And what I mean by that is basically saying that you don't have any control over your life and actions. That's being deterministic as opposed to proactive, where you are taking responsibility for your actions and accepting the consequences of your action. There are several areas of determinism which some people subscribe to. For example, there is one called genetic determinism, where they say, well, it's inherited, you know, my dad was like this, or my mom was like that, and therefore I am. That's called the genetic deterministic view, which some people subscribe to, because it's easy to say, well, I inherited this problem, so I really have no control over it. And we all know that that's probably irrational thinking. In fact, it is irrational thinking. Another deterministic view is that of psychological determinism, which means basically that, to put it in another way, it's societal determinism, where you think society probably views you in a certain way and you're expected to act a certain way. That is pretty much deterministic thinking as well. Obviously, this kind of thinking isn't going to get anyone very far, as opposed to being proactive. So, being proactive is definitely an important way to view life and to tackle the obstacles that inevitably come up for all of us. Well, that was just a brief summary of the proactive versus deterministic discussion. I can elaborate more on that at a later podcast, but let's just take another brief timeout.
Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Mm-mm.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat whole.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Well, that's a rather appropriate commercial, because I'd like to wrap this up, this podcast, with a final thought, and that is self-care. I think if you take care of your body is probably one of the most important ways of approaching life and its problems. One of them would be spiritually. I think it's good to re-energize ourselves with spiritual thoughts which are positive and are geared towards the good of mankind. Another way is by actually physical exercise, which tends to release certain chemicals in the brain which make you feel better, give you a sense of accomplishment and well-being. Exercising daily or 3 times a week, 4 times a week replenishes the body with its chemicals that it needs to be positive. And finally, I think if you read or listen to positive messages, those are all ways of replenishing the body every week and maintaining good self-care in order to tackle life's adversities. So I hope this was an enjoyable podcast, and I hope the commercials were relevant to what we were talking about here. Basically, we were talking about ways of approaching life and having a good attitude towards life. So, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would like to get some feedback, and maybe I can continue with subsequent podcasts related to topics such as these, such as positive attitudes and outlooks, and other ways of improving one's life. Perhaps the next podcast would be on I'll take a change and maybe go into some legal stuff that maybe people are interested in knowing about, such as landlord-tenant law and employment law and other things like that, which I think general information is good for people to know what their rights are. So that would be a big change of pace. Until then, this is Robert Antunes signing off.